Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday, August 19th. This is your host, Darian Phillips. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to get the ball rolling today, we have an update from an organization that has been on the hot seat recently, listeners, that being the U.S. Postal Service. As of yesterday, the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, said the organization will be suspending operational changes, such as the removal of mail processing equipment and collections boxes, until after the November election. And according to Louis DeJoy, this move has two primary purposes. First off, in a time of such scrutiny, the U.S. Postal Service wants to assure the American people that it has the capacity to handle the expected influx in mail-in voting, and it also serves as a precautionary measure for the organization as it tries to avoid the perception of having any impact on the outcome of this year's election. Now, that said, the announcement came in a very timely manner as Mr. DeJoy is set to testify before Congress later this week, with Democrats ready to accuse him of working with President Trump to sabotage the outcome of this election. And our second story on the day brings us to the latest development on a crisis that has gripped our nation for years now, that being the opioid crisis. More than 3,000 states, local governments, and Native American tribes are suing companies up and down the pharmaceutical supply chain, blaming them for contributing to an influx of opioids into their communities, and are now asking for $26.4 billion to help pay for damages. While many cases have been brought to the table regarding the opioid crisis, the current talks involve McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and Johnson & Johnson, and these distributors in particular have come under scrutiny for allegedly failing to flag suspicious orders that were diverted for improper use, according to the Wall Street Journal. And our third story for today's episode has to do with Amazon's bet on how this pandemic will affect Americans' work life moving forward. In particular, the e-commerce giant is betting big on office-based work as it has recently announced its plan to expand its physical offices in 6 U.S. cities and will be simultaneously adding thousands of corporate jobs in those areas, according to the Wall Street Journal. The move comes as a stark contrast to what we have been seeing from other big tech companies such as Apple, Google, and Facebook, all of which have implemented remote work and are predicting this trend will last long after the coronavirus pandemic. Now, that said, when asked about Amazon's announcement, the company's VP of Workforce Development said, quote, "The ability to connect with people, the ability for teams to work together in an ad hoc fashion, you can do it virtually, but it isn't as spontaneous." And as we head into the back end of our episode for today, let's take some time to touch on what we are seeing from the housing market recently, and in particular, the mortgage industry. As we all know, interest rates are at all-time lows, and as a result, homeowners across the country have been rushing to refinance. And the crazy part is, listeners, as of last week, nearly 18 million homeowners could still save money by refinancing near an all-time high, even after months of record low rates, according to mortgage data and technology company Black Knight Inc. All that to say, such an influx in demand has caused some mortgage lenders to prioritize purchases over refinancing applications. And for our fifth and final story on the day, we are going to check up on the latest market activity, and we've got some exciting stuff for you today, listeners, before we head out. Yesterday, the S&P 500 closed at its highest level ever, capping off a remarkable rebound fueled by unprecedented government stimulus and optimism among investors about the world's ability to manage the coronavirus pandemic. The whole chapter, from peak to peak, spanned just 126 trading days and marks the index's fastest ever recovery from a bear market after it dropped 34% from its February high to its March low. With that in mind, that's all we've got for you today, listeners. Take care, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Thursday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.